Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I thank the listeners and power partners who have taken up the slack in supporting Tony on the mission field with the Home of Refuge. Ed from Portland calls in and asks about addictions, in which Darren explains to him that God and only God delivers from addictions. Darren disagrees with labeling people as recovered in any way. When God delivers a person from an addiction, it is gone. God has taken that person out of the clutches of the devil. When God changes that person's identity from one who is a user to one who is clean, he's totally clean. And Darren talks about getting to the root cause of whatever made that person addicted in the first place, and that's renewing their mind by the confession of the word, and it's paramount. Now let's join the program.
Let me remind you folks, by the way, this is Darren. My wife Barbara's here with us. Say hi, Barbara.
Yes, hi.
You weren't
hi,
with
Barbara.
Us yesterday. Hi, Barbara. But for you folks that are in Kansas, you can call us toll-free here at that toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256. Or if you're in northern Colorado or southern Colorado outside of the Denver calling area, why, you can use that toll-free number if you want to call in. Then I need to just tell you about the conversation with Tony yesterday. If you want to support that very special need there for dormitory space, make your checks to Darren Live. Don't make them to Tony. Make them to Darren Live. And we hold an account here, and we get the money down to him, and we will receipt you on a monthly basis. And, of course, it's tax-deductible, but he's in a real fix there. He's got, I think he said when he gets back to Venezuela, he had about 44 kids. And so we do need to help him. And you folks have been so generous. You provided, and he kind of mumbled it, but I think he was just so blessed and so thankful. But we provided a Ford Bronco for him. And you know he's had to haul those kids to school in that Ford Bronco until just recently, Barbara.
Yes.
And I mean, that means he stuffed as many of them in there as he could get in there, and he'd have to make three or four trips to take them to school. But now he has a bus that'll hold 53 passengers, so that need has been met. The water tank has been paid for by some dear person here just recently, so that's out of the way. And when we needed electricity for the home, you folks were, in 1 week, we raised $20,000 for that situation.
Well, I'm so glad others are getting on board with Tony.
Right.
For a while there, we were probably the only supporters and our listeners for the first couple years, and I'm so thankful that others are becoming interested in wanting to help this missionary in Venezuela. He's a precious man, and he's given up so much. But like you said, when you came home, his heart is with these Venezuelan children.
Yeah, it's not in Florida anymore.
No.
And you know, he sold his business, he sold his home, and he went down there by himself. And I've never seen anybody make that kind of sacrifice for the kids, but I'll tell you, they're a part of his life. In fact, one time he went down to preach a kind of an evangelistic thing. And on a Sunday afternoon when most people were taking their siestas, Tony's out poking around the town. He found all these kids. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, what's going on here? And he saw the need, and God spoke to his heart. So that's how he ended up there in Venezuela. And we shared with you yesterday the country is an absolute mess. We really need to pray for him. The political situation there is very, very unstable. And that makes it difficult for him to operate, but it doesn't stop him. So if you want to be a part of that amazing project, you make your checks out to Darren Live, and you can send them to our post office box, Box 37367, Denver, 80237.
And also you can just designate at the lower left-hand corner of your check, if you want to send the full amount to Tony, you just designate Home of Refuge, and so many of you already do. And I know that's blessing Tony. Also, you don't need to send two checks, one for Darren Live and one for Home of Refuge. If you just put half to
half
Home of Refuge,
whatever.
Yes, whatever. A lot of you do that. That's fine. We'll take care of that. There's no need to make out two checks.
Well, then today we have a low mileage 1964 model with us. And Barbara, do you want to explain what that is?
Is that a a birthday?
I think it's a birthday.
Is that? Oh.
I think it's our engineer birthday.
Oh, okay.
And this model came up from Sterling, Colorado, down to the big city. Anyway, happy birthday,
happy
Jeff.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
He's our engineer. He's the one that put the words in my mouth. He said, yeah, I'm a 1964 model with low mileage.
With low mileage.
He looks like he's in pretty good shape.
Yeah, he does. He really does look
anyway,
like.
Anyway, you can click on that microphone if you want to respond.
Thank you, folks.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Happy
Thank
birthday.
Thank you.
On your birthday, you're supposed to bring the treats, and you didn't bring any, so sorry.
He's supposed to bring the treats.
Well, sure, it's his birthday.
That, you live in a different world, Darren.
That's true.
You do. Oh.
Anyway, Jeff, we really appreciate you. When you're not here, we miss you, and we hope you have many more fine, healthy birthdays. Mm-hmm. We're going to Hebrews chapter 12 today in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. And you know, God has been so good to us to leave us a printed Word of God. And when I think of those dear saints in the Old Testament, many of them had to learn just from what their fathers told them, their mothers told them, and it was passed down by word of mouth.
It was.
And they didn't have the written scriptures originally. And I am so, we take that for granted. Barb would get it, roll out of bed, and we grab our Bibles, and, you know, we got all 66 books. They didn't have anything. Way, 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 way back there. I guess we'd say that in the olden days, right?
Yes.
The olden days.
And part of the responsibility of the fathers was to teach the children, and even about family history. They knew their family history by telling it day after day after day after day. You know, it's like the Muslims put the Christians to shame. They really do, because by the age of 12, these boys that attend Muslim schools, and you know, girls don't attend Muslim schools in other countries around the world. I don't know what it's like in the United States, but girls are not provided the education boys are. But as a Muslim boy grows up, by the age of 12, he knows the whole Quran. And I know that the Jewish boys know the Pentateuch by the time they're 12. Well, what do the Christian boys know? I mean, Darren, it really is shameful how the Christians lack in instruction of the Word of God with their children.
Exactly.
It really is. They know all about the world things, but they don't know the Word. And we need to start practicing like the Jewish and even the Muslims in the Word of God.
Well, yeah, don't practice the Quran. Get into the Holy Bible.
That's
Here
right.
we go. Ed in Portland.
Yes, good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. I was at your seminar, Breaking Free, out here in Portland. It was probably last year sometime. And I was really impressed, and I marked so many things, but I need your assistance today. I'm in a study group that I have several people that are there, that they go to AA for addiction to anger and addiction to pornography, that they're just part of our group. And there was a text that when we were going through this session while you were here, something that God will direct us in our healing and our, I cannot remember it, and I've gone through all my notes and I could not find that text.
Okay, Ed, did you get a Stepping Into Freedom manual?
No, sir, I did not. You were just getting them out right at that time.
Okay. Well, that I'd highly recommend you get one of those, because we give so much process in there. Particularly, there's one we target sexual defilement in that one particular page where a person's had a lot of affairs and they give away a part of their substance and they take into themselves a part. I believe a lot of people give that same type of substance to alcohol or drugs, you know, and so they're fractured.
Yes.
And their identity really is with a bottle. Or with the drugs, or with the needle, or, you know, whatever, the cocaine up the nose and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I believe what they need to do is get their substance back and send back what they don't want and what they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's outlined in that manual.
Okay, because there was a text that just snapped out at me, and I thought I had underlined it, that, you know, basically God will heal us from all our iniquities. And it was in the New Testament somewhere, and I've looked through there everywhere, and I could not find that. And I just wanted to give them a word of encouragement and a text to hold on to. And,
well, hang on a minute. I'll find one for you.
Well, if we confess our sins, our sins are forgiven and forgotten by God.
Right.
I don't know what you're specifically asking for.
Well, here, let me give you this. It's in Psalm 103, and we'll target this. We'll start here, and then we'll give you some others.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget none of his benefits, who pardons all of our iniquities and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. And then I want to give you one out of Psalm 107. And this will be another dandy for you. And it says in verse 20 of Psalm 107, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Now, the argument I have with AA, since you brought that up, is that many times they're not giving the men and the women something stronger than their addiction.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God is stronger than the addiction.
Amen.
Now, if they put the Word of God in their heart, pretty soon that addiction loses its grip. Now, let me suggest another thing to you. When you're working with people that have been in the addictive lifestyle, you need to pray and, through the power of Jesus, set their will free. Because many of them have given their will over to Satan and over to the darkness, and they no longer have the ability or the capacity to say no, or to say yes to healing and no to the sin.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I believe that these aren't just weaknesses. I believe it's sin.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. But a lot of people don't want to agree with that. They say, well, I've got this glitch in my makeup here, and I can't help it. I think that's a big lie.
Well, they were trying to say, well, I'm genetically an alcoholic, or genetically I'm a drug addict. And I said, well, we all have weaknesses in our life, but you know, we're all human beings. And I said, if you say you're an alcoholic, then that's your identity.
Right.
Just saying, I'm a believer in Christ, but I'm being, tried at this point and trying to go to your power.
Sure.
And
well, also one of the disagreements I have with a lot of these step programs is they go on saying they're an alcoholic. Now listen, when you get delivered from that, you're not an alcoholic anymore. You used to be, but you're not now.
Is that what you do? Is that what you say? I'm a recovered whatever? Is that what you're teaching?
No, actually, we're in a study group right now about the characteristics of God.
Okay.
But there's about 14 people that go there from our church group.
I see.
But there's three people that also attend that study group that are, one of them started going to AA with a pornography addiction. And then a couple more have gotten involved there, and it's almost like, I think it's a nice thing they have the social interaction, but it's almost like they're starting to get into the big book, and which, helps many people. It's a way to kind of get you pointed back, but it's not the way.
Yeah, but you know, Ed, one thing I like to look at, and that's to say, okay, what is the behavior, what is the symptom, but what is the root cause?
Mm-hmm.
And if you never get to the root cause and remove that, then they're going to get sucked back down in the hole.
Yes.
I mean, they can make all kinds of things, and the will, a lot of people say willpower. Actually, the will in itself doesn't have any power.
Mm-hmm.
And they're depending on something that's not big enough to deliver them. That's why we're so heavy on confessions of the Word.
Mm-hmm.
The people need to renew their identity in the Word and say, this is what God says about me. He says, when I come to Jesus, I'm a new creation in Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And when they come from that perspective, they can get liberated and set free forever.
Mm-hmm.
But the Word of God is the only thing that can ferret that out, pull those splinters out of the deep psyche and the heart of people.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get something bigger than the problem.
Amen. And there was a thing, too, that I was trying to say, we can't mentally work things through. It was one of the things that when you were here, you were mentioning something about it's really like, as a choice of my will or an act of my will, but also it was about, a heart salvation, that
That's
we can
right.
actually have the rebirth of the Spirit inside of us.
Right, correct.
And I said, I don't understand all the heart salvation point totally myself.
Well, let me ask you, Ed, are you born again?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what these guys need. You need to start with that. They got screwed up with a heart that had a propensity for evil because we're all born in sin. All right, then the evil one takes us, and we have situations in our life that bring pain to us. So some people run to alcohol to kill the pain, or drugs to kill the pain, or sex, or pornography, or whatever. But what we need to do is remove the thing that's causing the pain. So it could be a spirit of perversion, which would lead a person then into pornography.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a spirit of escape, saying, I don't want to be accountable, I don't want to be responsible. Well, we've got to get down there and take care of that root problem. See, it's like I cut my hand a couple of days ago. Okay. All right. Now, if I didn't take care of that, maybe blood poison would take over. Or let's say it another way. Let's forget that illustration. That's probably not as good as this one. Let's say that I have a skin rash come on my hand. Maybe it's because I ate too much Mexican food last night that was just hotter than fire. Or maybe I got into poison ivy in the garden. Well, what's the root problem? And now, if I put lotion on that and pretend that, well, that takes away the pain temporarily, but did it take away the problem?
Right.
That's where we're coming from.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I pray for you folk in your ministries.
Hey, we're going to be back at the end of September on the 28th. I hope you come see us.
Well, I'd like to. And actually, if you could transfer me over to Jeff, I'd like to get on your mailing list for your newsletter.
Hold on, brother. We'll get you on there.
Thank you.
Hold on. Okay, good phone call from Portland. We got another one coming in from Oregon. Hello, Lewis.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
What's
Who's this, Darren?
This is Darren. Who's this?
This is Lewis Senna from Eugene, Oregon.
All right, man. Good to hear from you.
Hi, brother and sister. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, Lewis.
Oh, been praying a lot.
Okay. What's going on?
My ex-wife has breast cancer. But her and my children. Mm-hmm. And
how long have you been apart?
Oh, 8 years.
Okay. Do you still love her?
Yeah, I do.
Is she remarried?
No.
Okay.
No. Does
she know the Lord Jesus?
No, she doesn't.
Man, we better pray for the more important thing, that's salvation.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely. So, Lewis, what's her first name?
Lewis, L-O-U-I-S. Nancy.
Nancy. Okay.
Nancy Senna.
I thought, Lewis and Lewis, that's really...
Yeah, hey, no, hey, that don't work.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Why did you guys divorce?
I was heavy into the booze. A lot of things just didn't work. I think the best way that I've always said it is that the magic was gone for some odd reason or another.
Right. Do you think you loved the bottle more than you loved her?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, and I've heard drinking desensitizes a person also from
Absolutely.
Really loving deeply.
But the other point of that question is I celebrate 8 years August 28th.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise God.
But, you know, just listening to that conversation of what you guys just had, it's like...
Just with it, huh?
If we don't keep it simple, we die.
That's right.
And
well,
the simplicity is turning it over to Jesus Christ.
Ed, would she listen to you if you sat down with her and talked to her about being born again?
I've let some of that stuff go, but when I was there last Saturday, I told her, you know, Nancy, you don't have a choice, but I'm going to pray for you. Mm. And that's how simple it is with me.
So,
she said that she hopes I would, you know. She goes, I hope you pray for me. So that was an opening that it floored me. Because I've never heard her say this before.
Let me tell you what I think you ought to do. With your relationship with your ex-wife, I think you ought to bless that relationship with favor. And I believe the favor of God will open up the door. He says he surrounds us with favor as with a shield. I believe, and we're seeing miracles happen here for us by blessing things with favor. But I believe that God will open up the door so you can say, listen, I realize we're not married anymore. But the most important thing is for our children, which we had together. And how many kids do you have?
I have two.
Okay. Say for them, they need their mother.
Yeah.
They need their mother. And... I believe that there is one that can heal you, but the more important issue is your spirit.
Right.
And, you know, none of us like to look at this, but someday all of us are going to die.
Right.
And the big question is, where are we going to go when we die? I talked to a man yesterday, said my dad got his wish. In fact, his dad died early yesterday morning. And Monday morning he died. He said, I'm glad my dad's in heaven. That was his wish.
Yeah.
Now, do you know how to lead her to Jesus?
I believe I do. I mean, first of all, is I've set the example for years.
Good.
You know, I mean, that's the first thing that I know in life. If I don't set the example for me, I can't set the example for anybody else.
How about your kids? Have you talked to them about Jesus?
Yes and no. My daughter was in a car accident. Remember when you guys were in Portland and we prayed about her?
Right.
She's 100%.
Good.
You know, this is 3 months later.
Good.
You know, this is spleen, liver, and stuff. But
all the stuff that God can fix, right?
But we're in the emergency room, and my daughter asked me to pray for her.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not going to pray for you. I'm going to pray with you. So I believe that that's where that came from. So this is just another. I know that James says you have to have trials before you can have joy. But it's
no.
But,
it says in your trials you have joy. I know. It sounds like you can't have joy without trials. But the Lord asks us to praise Him even in the trials,
in the midst of
the trials.
Lewis, you got a pencil?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you write down John 3:3? It says Jesus was speaking. It says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
Right.
Then, if you want to take Romans 10, verse 9 and 10.
And you take your Bible with you right to your ex-wife's house, and you sit down with her with a Bible. Does she have a Bible?
No, she doesn't.
Okay, take your Bible and maybe another one, an Amplified or something.
Oh, I got a better idea. You ought to buy her a Bible.
Yeah, get
her. Well, actually, I've got three of them, and there's one that has her name in it. I'll take it to her.
Is it a King James?
Absolutely.
I would really recommend an Amplified Bible, Lewis, for your wife, who's never been born again. That's a great translation. But anyway.
But if you take Romans 10:9 and ask her to read it out loud to you, and it says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is the Lord, and see, Holy Spirit's going to go ahead of you, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness. With the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation.
Okay.
See, and then the Holy Spirit's working.
Well, I know that the Holy Spirit's already working, because when
good.
What I heard Saturday, like I said, I had to sit back, and I looked at her and I go, "Can I get an amen on that what you just said?" And she looks at me, but like I said, I've always led by example of my Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, if you don't lead by example, again, I just feel as though people aren't seeing who I am.
Yeah, but let me say this to you: don't be too super spiritual, or she'll think, you know. You know, sometimes it backfires on you. Say, well, you self-righteous so-and-so, you know, and then you're putting me down, and you think you're better than me, you know. So I wouldn't be too super spiritual there. I'd just get down to the basics. Just say our children need a godly mother.
Right.
How old are your kids?
21 and 17.
Okay.
And one thing you say, Darren, and it's a real good lead-in to salvation, if you died today, where would you go? And most people know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And would you go to heaven? No, I'm afraid I wouldn't. Okay, then that just leads you right into John 3:3. Well, Jesus said you must be born again, and we need to get you born again. And, you know, if you've had two children by this woman, you should be close enough to her that you can explain salvation to her as well.
Well, I believe I can.
Good.
I mean, that's one of the things that, it's like I said, I understand the self-righteousness stuff, and I really try to stay away from that. I don't ever really tell people much of anything. Many people in AA come to me and say, I want what you got, and I said, you got to turn your life over to Jesus Christ, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I'm very direct about that.
Okay, but right then you say, well, you know, if you want what I got, here's how easy it is. You want to go for it?
That's it. It's like, here, let's go for it.
Now, it might be, some people say, well, Darren, it's so easy for you. I'll tell you, it hasn't always been easy for me. I had to practice it. I had to put down that fear of rejection and go for
really?
It, you know?
Oh, I can relate to that one, Trump.
Yeah. Well, all of us can, you know?
You know, it's like, that's part of my humble stuff that I really work on a daily basis to get that ego out of the way.
Yep. Okay, you want to pray?
I would love to.
Father God, we lift up Nancy right now in the name of Jesus and Lewis and their kids. And Lord, I ask that this dad here would lead by example. And Holy Spirit, I know you're going ahead of him. And we claim Nancy for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I believe the whole family can get saved. And I don't know how it's going to work out, but we bless this arrangement with favor. With favor. And Lord, I ask you to open up her heart, soften her heart to the message of Jesus. And Lord, I believe she's going to get born again. And the same thing for the kids. In Jesus' name, amen.
I got a hold of Robert Padilla, by the way.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Good man.
Oh, absolutely. I need to call him, too.
Good, good. Okay, brother, we got to go.
By God, thank you. You guys are so beautiful. I love you both.
Well, I love you, man.
Too.
We'll be praying for you.
Yes.
Please do.
You bet. Okay, I'll tell you, Barb, we need to be ready. You know, some people get so close, they find some guy that's really ready to get saved, and we don't lead them into it. We need to do that.
I know. Just sit down here. I got something to tell you, and you can go through it with me.
You know, I met a man working here at the station, wasn't born again. I just kind of asked him, you born again? You know, like assumption. He said, no, I'm not. I'm a thinking man. I said, well, you need to be born again. Well, I'm too busy today, you know. Well, it wasn't long before he was following me all the way out of the building to my vehicle, and then I gave him some materials I happened to have there that the Holy Spirit arranged. And, you know, now he's growing in the Lord. Next day I was able to bring him a Bible. So, you know, why, if we can ask people, well, are you a sports fan? You know, what's your favorite sport? You know, who do you support? Why can't we ask them about Jesus?
Absolutely.
I believe we can.
And so many have witnessed to their, loved ones, especially their elder loved ones, their moms and their dads. And soon after they died And they are just rejoicing that they got to bring him to know Jesus Christ as Savior. That's happened probably half a dozen to eight different times of people that we know that they prayed with their loved one and they accepted Jesus Christ and then they died. And I believe everyone should have their life in order. I don't care how old or young we are, Darren. I was listening last night to Flight 93, a story about Flight 93 and this precious 27-year-old girl. She was hyperventilating because, you know, it had been taken over by these four Muslims, and they said there was a bomb on board, so most people knew that their life was probably going to end in the next half hour or so. And she was hyperventilating, so this passenger sitting right next to her said, "Can I hug you? Can I hug you?" And she said, "Oh, yeah." And so strangers hugging strangers, and then the lady who was pregnant, first child, she said, "Well, I just want you to know I love you." And so the 27-year-old then called her mom and told her about this wonderful lady that hugged her. And she says, "You know, Mom, both grandmas are in heaven." And she said, I need to see them." And she said, I'm going to be okay, but I'm going to go see my grandmas." And by then, it was probably very evident that they weren't going to survive.
We're
going to
make it.
But when we're young, she was only 27 years old. When we're young, sometimes we have to make huge decisions. Now, this young lady knew where she was going. Her grandmas were in heaven. But we need to know where we're going.
Well, I want to say, folks, we enjoy being on the air talking about Jesus, talking about the Word. And the way we stay on the air is through our partners. And we call them power partners. Maybe you'd like to be a power partner and help us out. And if this program is blessing you and you're growing in the Lord because of what you hear here every day, we're inviting you, giving you a special invitation to be a part of us here, and that's the way we pay the radio bill. That's the way we stay on the air. That's the way we print the magazine and send it out. If you're not on our mailing list, why don't you call that toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, and we let you choose the level that you would like to come in at. You know, we have some that are $100 a month, some are $25 a month.
Yes.
There's all kinds of levels.
Yeah.
But what we really need is for you to be a regular part of us here and send us a photograph. Let us know who you are so we can pray for you. We've got them up on the wall in the office. And we frequently look up there and talk about the faces that we see.
Yes, and we've got pets also. Pictures of pets.
Pictures
yes,
of pets.
Darren likes that. They're up on his bulletin board.
Yeah, we got
thank
pictures
you,
of
Alex.
Dogs and cats
thank
and horses.
Thank you, Alex, for sending your picture of Rose and your picture of your cat.
And we met a rabbit this week named Bun Bun.
Bun Bun.
Sydney's little pet named Bun Bun. But anyway, we pray for you, and the things that concern you concern us, and certainly that concerns the Lord. And we want to be there for you. We want to be a prayer covering because we know how powerful that really is. So why don't you be a part of us right here, become a power partner.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in